Okay, ladies, we're holding in the sugya of Psikresha Drolich Patwe. Just to review, the Gemara talks about someone who is Mizare Zradim, if you, like, pull some weeds. So the Gemara says that if your kavana is liyapos as a karka, so then you're chayiv b'koshahu. The Gemara asks, what do you mean if your kavana is liyapos as a karka? You're being miyapa the karka anyway. So the Gemara answers, either we're talking about ba'agam, or maybe we're talking about a soda, but it's lo kamachavein. So Gemara asks, so what if you're lo kamachavein? Isn't that a psik reisha? So Gemara answers, no, we're talking about ba'ar o dechavre, your friend's field. Ad kan divrei ha-Gemara. Now, what does it mean that it's ar o dechavre? So we pointed out that Rashi over here says ara dechavrei means that's lo ichpatle, and therefore it is permitted. And lachaora, that means that Rashi holds like the position of. Finish the sentence.
Arach.
The arach. Like Rashi lachaora over here holds that psikresha, the lo ichpatle, is going to be permitted. Hold on to this for a few minutes. Maybe we'll come back to what exactly Rashi holds. But for the time being, Rashi holds like the Aruch. Now, the Aruch says that Psikresha de lo ichpatle is permitted, and the Balei HaTosis disagree with the Aruch, and they assume that Psikresha de lo ichpatle is Aser Midrabanan. And the way Tosis over here formulates it is that it's Aser Midrabanan because it's a Molocha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. What that means is that in order to be chayav on Shabbos, it has to be a malacha hatzricha legufa, which l'cha'ora means that I do the malacha for the malacha's sake. No, it's almost like a Torah l'shma. You learn Torah for Torah, you do the malacha for the malacha's sake. If on this, in this circumstance, when I'm doing the malacha not for the malacha's sake, I'm not doing the malacha kidei liyapos, so that's why I'm not going to be chayiv. It's something like a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. That is the Hesber of Tosis, and therefore it's Aser Midrabanan. So both Rashi, so both the Arach and Tosis hold that there's no Chiyuv, but the Arach goes so far as to say that it's Hatter Gomer, and Tosis assumes it's Aser Midrabanan based on Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, Hai Sophia.
So does that mean Tosso Paskin like Rabbi Shimon with
Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? So we Paskin that Malacha, we hold like Rabbi Shimon that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Aser Midrabanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. Interestingly, the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Hey, right? So the Rambam writes, there's a bunch of Rambams. Actually, Dr. Soloveitchik comments that the Seder of Perek Aleph, Perek Beis of the Rambam is absolutely beautiful, because the Rambam really breaks Hilchos Shabbos down into fundamental principles, right? And it's like the way you would begin an organized limud, as opposed to the way the Masechta goes, which is like all over the place. So the Rambam is very organized, and the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey Vav and Zayin, Zayin in particular, Kol Ha'osa Malacha B'Shabbos Haf B'She'enu Tzarech L'Gufa Shal Malacha Chayiv Aleha. Right? So the Rambam says that you are Chayiv, and the Raiver jumps up and down and he spits wood and nickels, and he says, no, we paskin like Reb Shimon that you are going to be Potter. Right? So the Rambam holds that you're Chayiv. Now, if that's the case, that the Rambam says that Malacha She'enu Tzricha L'Gufa is going to be Chayiv, so now, that would mean l'cha'ora, that the Rambam can't hold like Tosis, no? Mm-hmm. Our Gemara, again, right? Let's review. Our Gemara says that Ovid Ba'ara Dechavre, according to Tosis, that means, oh, it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and therefore you're not Chayiv. Therefore, it's Aser Midrabanan. That's what Tosis says. So what does the Rambam hold? So there are two possibilities what the Rambam could hold, no? One possibility is that the Rambam holds that it is, the Rambam holds like the Aruch. No? The Rambam can't hold like Tosis. Because according to Tosis, what the Gemara says, that it's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and therefore it's Aser Midrabanan. But according to the Rambam, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Right? Chayiv meaning you get put to death.
But the Aruch is saying it's still Malacha
Shein
Tzricha L'Gufa,
but
he's just
positing
different.
He's saying it's
Mitzvah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, the Aruch is saying it's a Psik Reisha D'lo Nichole. And Psik Reisha D'lo Nichole for the Aruch is Heter Gomer. Then the Aruch holds that psikration de lo nichala is absolutely, totally permitted. It could be that the Rambam holds that this case is a psik resha de lo nichale, and therefore it is going to be, therefore it's going to be heter gomor. That certainly is possible in the Rambam.
Wait, I'm very confused. Sorry, we just said that the Rambam can't be holding like Tosos because the Rambam says machshin tzircha gufa you be chayev as opposed to.
And Tosos says that it's also midrabanan.
So now we're suggesting that maybe the Rambam is holding like the Aruch who says that tzircha lo nichalei is mutter.
It's heter gomer, perhaps.
What?
What? Right? Like, where does that come from? So this is the part of the shiur which I don't really want to get into because it will take us the rest of the semester. But there's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim assumes that for the Rambam, Psik Resha de lo nichalei is heter gomor. No questions asked. It's perfectly permitted. The Rambam talks about Psik Resha, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Hey, the Rambam says Malacha Shein Tzricha. The Rambam says in Parak Aleph Halacha Hey that Darvash Ein Lemiskaven is permitted. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that if I do a Maisa V'Nasis Biglalo Malacha Shavadai Te'aseh Bishvil Osa Maisa Afa Bishvil Niskaven La Ischayiv Shadavar Yadua She'i Avshar Shelo Te'aseh Osa Malacha. For example, I need the head of a chicken to play with it, and I chop it off on Shabbos. Even though I don't intend to kill the animal, I'm still chayiv. Shadavar yadua, she efshar sheyachtoch rosh hachayiv yichya, ela hamaves ba bishvilo, v'chein kol ki yotzei b'zeh. Right? So the Rambam just writes that psik resha is chayiv. The Rambam does not use terms like nichole or lo nichole at all. Those terms are non-existent in the Rambam. One possibility could be, and this happens to be a possibility that Reb Chaim accepts, that the Rambam assumes la halacha, like the Aruch, that psik resha de lo nichalei is heter gomor. However, there is another possibility, which is probably more likely, and that is, let's look at the Rambams on this din. Where does the Rambam quote our din? Perches. So what does the Rambam write in Perches?
If you like do like these tolad of kedeliyaf yot et a karka, haray is it called tolad chorish, and then like you apply for kol shekel. That part.
Okay. So the Rambam writes, if I'm tolish olshin, mizareid zeridin, he gives me the different shiurim, and where does he speak about liyapot?
Right there.
Yeah. Perek Chet, which din?
Halacha Aleph.
What?
Halacha Aleph.
Halacha Aleph, that's right. That's why I can't find it. Hachoresh Koshor Menachesh Mikar Seim Hamah, right? Hareza Tod Choresh Hamash Pnei Sodeh Kegon Shish Be'atel Milei Agei V'chol Hamashve Gumat Koshahu, etc. If it's Kedela Yapota Takarka, Mishiya Asa Koshahu is Chayov. Nowhere in the Rambam does the Rambam tell me that Ar Odechavre is going to be Potter. No? Our Gemara's punchline, which is kind of fundamental to Judaism, is absent from the Rambam. Did anyone notice this?
I see it now.
You see it now. Okay, that's a step in the right direction. The Rambam never writes that Ar Odechavre is going to be Potter. Now, the Gemara says it. So, what exactly is going on? So, Rabbi Willig, and that's in his Sefer, which I think I emailed you the other day. What? The Am Mordechai. Right, it's Purim time, so we have Am Mordechai. Right? So Rabbi Willig points out that the Merkavas HaMishnah on the Rambam, the Merkavas HaMishnah notes that the Rambam might understand our Gemara to be saying that this case is not a psik resha at all.
Ara dechavrei?
When the Gemara says ara dechavrei, what the Gemara might mean is that since there is a situation where there is zero kavana liyapos possible, so therefore, what the Gemara means is it's not called a psik resha. It's possible that I can pick some grasses in your field, and maybe there is zero yipui karka going on. Or I could pick grass in my field, and there is zero yipui karka going on. And since it's possible to do it in a way that there is no yipui hakarka, so therefore, even if I do the action, with Yipui HaKarka, one could say that it's still not called a Psik Reshe. What Rabbi Willig is maintaining is that we don't have to say the din of Ara Dechavrei at all. Because once it's possible to do it, in a way that there is no yipui, I'm going to be putter in other cases as well.
Wait, what do you mean, once it's possible to do that?
So I think what it means is as follows. Yipui hakarka doesn't always happen. No? There are times when I could pick some vegetation, and it doesn't enhance the way the ground looks. It's theoretically possible.
Isn't the whole part of the Gemara that, like, anything you do to it would be...
The Gemara's question is, shouldn't it be usur because there's always going to be yipui? The Rambam understands the teretz of the Gemara to be, you know what? No. Since, in theory, it could be possible when there's no yipui at all, so therefore, I'm going to be matiret even...
Just based off of a...
Since in theory it could be done when there's no yipui hakarka, and therefore it will not be. Therefore, it will not automatically lead to yipui. I could do this action in a way that it won't be miyapa the karka. Therefore, it remains a darvish in the miskavin and it's heter gomor. It's not even the psik resha.
This is mutter based off of the fact.
It's based off of the theory. In theory, it could have been done. Now, you're probably thinking, Rabbi Schwartz, it's not legal in New York State. What have you been smoking? Right? That's probably what you're thinking. Right? And it's a fair question. What?
Washington Heights is,
yeah. Did I tell you this? When we went to this wedding this summer out in California, so at the end of the wedding, the Hassan's mother walked around giving everyone the cannabis cigarette, and like everyone was like smoking it and stuff like that. So my 9-year-old daughter said something like, "Abba, it smells like the Heights." It's like, thank you very much. Wonderful. Very impressed. Yeah, this is called Chinuch. But before you think that I'm crazy, let's go back. Right, let's hold this for a second and let's go back. The Orach holds that Psik Resha Delo Nicholei is mutter entirely. And the Orach brings two basic rayas, two basic gemaras that seem to support the Orach. One is a gemara in Sukkah, the other is a gemara in Zvachim. Who remembers what the gemara in Zvachim says?
Well, that was about the
I pour the wine, if I'm a Nadiv Yayin for the Mizbeach, I make a donation of wine to the Mizbeach, So I have a problem that the Torah says Eish tamed tukad al hamizbeach lo sich, but I'm not allowed to extinguish the fires on the mizbeach. How come I'm pouring the wine? So the Aruch says, oh, that's a raya, that's a psik resha. I'm not happy with the fire getting extinguished, and therefore it's heter gomor. That's what you see from that Gemara. No? That's Aruch's raya. Tosfos over here gets out of the raya by saying, well, maybe the case is that it's not a psik resha, because maybe you are pouring the wine al gabe ha'evarim. In other words, you're not pouring the wine on the fire itself. You're pouring it on the Avarim, on the Mizbeach. Alternatively, Tosfos says that it's not a psik resha because the case is shemizalfo betipin dakos. It's possible to use like a medicine dropper, tipin dakos. And if I use tipin dakos, so then I am not going to do any sort of kiboy at all. Right? So Tosfos has two ways of rejecting this raya from the Gemara. If you look in Rashi there in Zvachim on Sadi Aleph, however, Rashi pulls a fast one on us. Rashi writes that since in theory I could do it betipin dakos, so even if I don't do it betipin dakos, it is still going to be permitted.
Because of the... So that the same concept of like...
Because in theory I could do it, right, with tipin dakos, the imtomar to psik resha hu, zakt Rashi, I'm reading Zvachim Tzadi Aleph from the base, two lines on the bottom, imtomar psik resha hu, epshar de mizalef le betipin dakos ma'od, hilkach inami mechabe betipin gasos dovashena meskaven hu. Since in theory I could use tipin dakos, even if I don't use tipin dakos, I use tipin gasos, I use significant drops, still it's not a psik resha. As I state in Rashi in Zvachim on Tzadi Aleph, if you don't believe me, here's a Zvachim, Tzadi Aleph, look it up, right there. Now, what does this mean? So the basic issue is as follows, ladies. There is a famous chakira about why is psik resha delo nichole potter or mutter, right? Tosfos versus the Aruch. What is the rationale behind that machlokas? Alternatively, what is the reason why a psik resha de nichole is chayiv, right? It's like two sides of the same coin. Why is psik resha de nichole chayiv? One possibility is that usually I'm potter because it's a dover she'eino miskaven. I do action A, I drag a bench. The result of dragging a bench might be or might not be that I dig a hole. That is called dover she'eino miskaven. It lacks kavana. But by a psik resha, I can't say it lacks kavana. Because since it's inevitable, don't give me anything. Don't tell me, you know what, you don't have kavana. Hello? What do you mean you don't have kavana? Every single time I drag this heavy bench, I make a hole in the ground. So of course I have kavana. It's, right, the argument that you didn't have kavana is inconceivable. That, I would say, is the simplest understanding of psik resha, no? That psik resha removes your svara that it's eino miskaven. Psik resha means you are mechavein. That is explanation number one. Let me give you another case of a psik resha, which I think will kind of illustrate the point better. The Gemara in a number of places, let's take Shabbos Daf Nun, the Gemara speaks about combing hair on Shabbos. And combing hair on Shabbos, right, is going to inevitably pull hair out.
We're covering gozes now.
What?
Gozes.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Right? So combing hair on Shabbos will pull hair out. Don't tell me that you don't have kavana to pull the hair out, because since it happens every time, we know you have kavana. Right? The lashon, by the way, of the rush in Perek Kol Kisve Simin Ches is Anan Sahadi that you have Kavana. Right, that is one approach of Sik Resha in Nichole, right? Anan Sadi the Kamachavein, approach one. But Rabbi Chanan comes up with a razzle dazzle mahalach called approach two. And approach two says.
If we're going to say that, like, does that mean for Malacha Machshav, just by the fact that we know it's going to happen, that's already next Shavar Malacha
Machshav? Nahum, right? Since we know that's what your Kavana is, that's Malacha Machshav. That's correct.
So is there a difference? So what's the real difference between Davar She'eino Mitzkaven and Psik Resha D'Lo?
Davar She'eino Mitzkaven means that I do action A and action B may or may not happen, so I don't have Kavana.
Right.
But when it's a Psik Resha, again, right now I'm talking about Psik Resha D'Michalei. Right now, we are just going in general, B'Gadol Va Psik Resha. If it's Nichalei, right, so I could say Anan Sahadi the Kamachavein. We know you had Kavana.
But if that's true, then it shouldn't matter if it's Nichale or Lo Nichale.
Wait. Right now I'm talking about Nichale only.
Okay.
We're going to plug the Aruch in 2 minutes. But first let's explain possibility two. Possibility two is what we will call Chodah Ma'aseh. Chodah Ma'aseh means as follows. Davar She'eino Mitzkaven means I do action A, and as a result of action A, action B takes place. But let's say I'm only doing one action. So then I can't talk about Davar She'eino Mitzkaven. Because by definition, Davar She'eino Mitzkaven means that there's an A and a B. Nachon?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case. So we could argue that Psik Resha is called Chodah Ma'aseh. When I comb hair on Shabbos, don't say, oh, you're combing hair and you're also, as a result, hair will come out. It's like two separate things. No. Chodah Ma'aseh. Combing hair is by definition, it's an act of pulling hair out. Right? It doesn't matter if I pull hair out with my hands or I pull hair out with a comb. I am pulling hair out. That is the Chodah Ma'aseh Svara. Sophia.
So now if you're dragging a bed outside, like within the same action, it's like directly happening that the heart is happening.
If I drag a heavy bench, and every time I drag this heavy bench, I dig a hole, so that means that I am digging a hole with the bench. Right? It doesn't matter if I dig a hole on Shabbos with a shovel or with a bench. I'm using a bench to dig a hole. It's an action of digging a hole. It's not a separate action of dragging a bench. It's a razzle-dazzle way of digging a hole.
So in Perek Aleph of Hilchot Shvat for Rambam, when he gives the examples of like the person who drags like the bench, the chota, all those things, that's in a case where it's not for sure that the heart.
I mean, again, the Rambam tells me in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, those are cases of Davar She'eino Mitzkaven. Davar She'eino Mitzkaven is potter, right? Davar She'eino Mitzkaven is fine. It's mutter. I'm allowed to walk on the grass on Shabbos, as long as I don't have any intention to pull it out. Even if sometimes it gets pulled out, it doesn't matter. It's Heter Gomer. Davar She'eino Mitzkaven is fine. Two separate actions. But when it's a Psik Resha D'Nichalei, so then it's considered one action. Now, these two concepts, these two ways of understanding Psik Resha, we could suggest is the machlokes between the Aruch and the Tosfos. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes. Who wants to plug it in? Right, we're going to suggest the machlokes Aruch and Tosfos is, do I hold like approach A or approach B? Approach 1 or approach 2? In other words, we have a question, right? We have a question now about Psik Resha D'Lo Nichalei. Tosis Hos Psik Resha D'Lo Nichalei is also Midrabotan. Aruch Hos Tetri Gomer.
Tosis would be number 1. No.
Why? Why?
Because it seems like maybe since like your kavana doesn't really matter, you're always gonna like
meaning if your kavana is okay. Still onichalai, then we wouldn't consider it your kavana. So
In other words, we are giving anan sahadi. We are saying, oh, for sure you had kavana for it. Now, if it's nichole, if I want the result, I can say, oh, for sure I had kavana. But if it is lo nichole, right, if I don't want the result, so what are you telling me, I for sure had kavana? Who said? Who said I definitely had kavana? It's not so pashut, right? The Aruch is going to say that by lo nichole, there is no anan sahadi that you had kavana. If you want the result, so anan sahadi that you had kavana. But if you don't want the result, mehecha tesi. But the Balei HaTosfos who argue on the Aruch, say Rebbe Chanan, the Balei HaTosfos say, whoa. Psik Reisha is by definition chada maisa, right? So if I comb my hair, I'm at a stage in life that, you know, if I comb my hair, some of the hair comes out, and it's lo nichole, nachon, right? If I comb my hair and some of the hair comes and it's lo nichole, it doesn't matter. Because if combing the hair is an action of gozes, so then, right, it shouldn't matter whether or not I'm happy with the result. It's chadamaisa. So what we can suggest is the machlokes between Tosis and the Aruch is, and this is what Rebbe Chanan suggests, although Rebbe Chanan is a little hard to read, but you'll try to read it tomorrow night in Yirtzeh Hashem. But what Rebbe Chanan is suggesting is the machlokes Tosis and Aruch is dependent on this chakira about the lomdus of psik reisha in general. Hello, Atara.
Wow. I feel like with the Davar Sheino Mitzkaven, we're defining it differently in the Nichalei case and in the not Nichalei case. Where it seems like in the Nichalei case, we're saying, well, it's certainly going to happen. And the not Nichalei case.
But again not Davar Sheino Mitzkaven, in the Psik Reisha, right? Davar Sheino Mitzkaven will not certainly happen. It's not, Davar Sheino Mitzkaven is not inevitable. It's a light bench.
Right.
Psik Reisha is an exception to Davar Sheino Mitkaven.
Right, but how come when it's Nichalei, we said it's for sure going to happen and therefore it's a problem? But in the case of Lo Nichalei, are we saying it's not for sure going to happen? Or you specifically don't want
again, Nichalei and Lo Nichalei means it will for sure happen. But am I happy with the result or not happy with the result?
But so how come in the case of... So it's not about the odds that it's going to happen, but it's about...
My satisfaction with the result.
And in the case of Nichalei, it's that you really want it to happen, not even that you're perv towards it. Or
exactly. In other words, Davar Sheino Mitkaven means I'm not sure it will happen. Psik Reisha means it's inevitable.
Right.
Right, one and two are absolutely linked. Or A and B are absolutely linked. Now, that linkage might be something I'm happy about, or it might be something I'm not happy about. If I'm happy about it, that's called nichole. If I'm not happy about it, it's called lo nichole.
I just felt like at the beginning we were saying it's not whether you're happy about it or not happy about it, but it's the fact that it's certainly going to happen.
So there are two stages in the conversation, right? I have Davar Sheino Mitzkaven, where it might not happen.
Right.
Then I have a Psik Reisha, where it will definitely happen.
Right.
It's inevitable.
Right.
Within Psik Reisha, I bifurcate. Sometimes I'm happy with the result, sometimes I'm not happy. If I'm happy with the result, everyone holds your chayiv. If I'm not happy with the result, Tosus and the Aruch have a machlokas. Right? Ara de Chavre. If it's Aradite, if it's my field, I'm happy with the result, Chayiv, no matter what. But Aradichavre, I'm not happy with the result. So the Aruch says, Heter Gomor. Tosis says, Osir Midrabanan. Are you confused still?
No, it was more bothering me that we were trying to contrast it with the Rosh Hashanah coming by saying, oh, it's something that always happens, but then we were saying it's not really dependent on it happening, but on your relationship to the result.
So, I think on some level, I think you're saying something very good, which is that we could formulate this entire question with respect to Davar Sheino Mitkaven. Is the ptur, or the heter of Davar Sheino Mitkaven is mutter, is the heter of Davar Sheino Mitkaven because the actions are not linked? Or is the heter of Davar Sheino Mitkaven because I have no kavana? Right? And if the heter is because the actions are not linked, so then whenever the actions are linked, it's called Choda Maisa, I'm Chayiv. But if it's because of a lack of kavana, so I could say even if the actions are linked, still, right? Even if the actions are linked, still, if I don't have kavana.
And kavana is about what I want, or kavana is about awareness that it's going to happen.
So here's the thing. If I'm happy with the result, so then I have like this anan sahadi that connects it. If I want the result to happen, so of course, right? Isn't that just reasonable?
It's just not what kavana sounds like.
But there are certain times when I can impute kavana. That's what I'm doing. Right? Kavana usually means that I know me rosh, that I'm going to do it and I want to do it. Over here, I don't necessarily want it, but because the actions are linked, and I'm happy with it, so it's tantamount to having wanted it. Right? That's what we mean by anan sahadi. We know that you had kavana. Even though if I would have asked you mitchila, is this what you want? You'd say, what are you talking about? Right? But we know that's what you want. We know better than you do. Is this more clear now? So basically what we're suggesting is Aruch and Tosus are coming at, right, we could say Davar She'eino Miskaven. They're looking at it from two different ways. For the Aruch, Kavana is the Iker. For Tosfos, it is the lack of necessary causation that is the Iker. Or, and it's the same question with Imsik Resha, but this is the big Machlokas, Tosfos and the Aruch. Now, based on this, we can explain this razzle-dazzle shita of Rashi, which we are saying, or that Rabbi Willig is saying, is also the shita of the Rambam. You see, if I take a chada ma'asa perspective, that means that action A and action B are always linked. Right? That's what chada ma'asa means. But let's say, in theory, right? What Rashi says in Zvachim is Efshar B'tipin Dakot. I could, in theory, do it with tiny little drops. I happen to not be using tiny drops, but I could do it. If I take a Choda Ma'ase perspective, so I'm going to say, oh, this is not a Psik Resha. A point of approach two, right? Since it's possible with Tipin Dakot, that means that these things are not completely linked. So I can't say it's Choda Ma'ase. I can't say, since it would be possible to comb my hair with tiny, tiny little, and a very soft brush, I don't know if it's theoretically possible. Since it would be possible, so therefore it can't be called Choda Ma'ase. So we could suggest that this shita, which when we said it, everyone is like literally pulling their hair out, right? This shita is understandable based on approach two. But if I'm in approach one, and I say that what defines something is the kavana I have for it, so if I happen to be using tipin gasot, so of course, right, I have kavana that it should go out, or we impute the kavana that you have that it should go out. It's anan sahadi that you have kavana, so then you're going to be chayiv, right, even though in theory I could do it another way. Make sense, ladies?
You mind repeating it? We just like to do a quick chazar.
I'm going to ask someone else to repeat it, because... Does anyone want to try to explain this? Eliana, you want to take a stab at it, or?
I understand, like, this.
Surprise. You understand this board?
I think so, though.
Yeah.
What I'm a little confused about is how come, like, when is something two separate actions versus one action? Like, that's where I'm a little confused.
Yeah, so I think the idea is that if I could divide them, right, if A is possible without B, so then it's two separate actions. But if A always leads to B, it's considered one action.
So then how come Nichole versus Lo Nichole comes into play at all?
Again, according to Tosfos,
Yeah. So
it doesn't really come into play. Lo Nichole is only going to be putter for a side reason, called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right? If I take the Chada Ma'asa approach, so Lo Nichole should also be Chayiv, but I have a side reason, called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, which, by the way, is a reason that only makes sense but within Shabbos. There's no category Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa by Shatnez, by Mila, by any other area of Halacha. It's a category only by Shabbos. But let's try to focus on this board for a minute. Right? Over here, what we're saying is that we have two ways of understanding Psik Reish as opposed to Davar Sheino Mitkaven. Two totally ways of looking at why Davar Sheino Mitkaven is okay, Psik Reish, not okay. Now, we have this wild position that even if I do an action in a way that will inevitably cause a untoward result, still, since in theory I could have done the action in a different way, it's not a Psik Reish. Right? That's what we are calling razzle dazzle, Rashi, maybe Rambam, right? That's what this is. I could have theoretically done it in a different way. Did I spell it right?
Yeah.
I could have, without spell check, I have no idea how to write anymore. But I could have done it in a different way. Therefore, even if I do it in a way that the untoward result is inevitable, still, that's not called a Psik Reish.
Like, you've chosen to do it that way.
That's correct.
So, which should be indicative that you want it to be done that way.
Well, if it's based on the want, you're right. I'm going to be chayiv in this case. But if it's based on the complete and total linkage, so I could say, well, since in theory I could have done it a different way, therefore it's not called Chada Maisa.
And therefore we go according to Kavana, and therefore you can have the Kavana, and therefore, like, it eliminates option number two? Like, what?
In other words, the position of Rashi and Rambam that since in theory I could do it another way, it's not a Psik Reish, that is basically just a fancy way of saying that they accept the Chada Maisa approach. And Kavana versus not Kavana is really immaterial. Because Davar Sheino Mitkaven is when I have an A and a B. But if all I have is an A, then it's not Davar Sheino Mitkaven. But since in this case I could theoretically have a B also, it's not that A and B are always connected. So therefore it's not Chada Maisa. I see lots of confusion.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's trying to explain the Rambam, right? We're saying that if you hold with it, all attention is Rambam, right? You throw in Rashi of Eshar B'tip and Dakos, and therefore, if you, since theoretically you could do it in a different way, right? And if theoretically you could do it in a different way, it's fundamentally not Psik Reish. And therefore, we have to eliminate option number two of Chada Maisa.
And therefore, if I accept the Chada Maisa approach, then it would not be Psik Resha. The Rashi only makes sense if I buy into this Chodeh Maisa theory. So I could say, oh, you know what? In a case where you could theoretically do it a different way, then it is not Chodeh Maisa.
But why not?
Because the two are not completely linked. Pouring wine and extinguishing the flames are not completely linked, because in theory you could pour the wine in a way that won't extinguish the flames.
So
if I buy into this approach, right, we're starting in, right, this is like, we're thinking about stuff as briskers. We begin with a conceptual understanding of what Psik Resha is. If I accept this approach, accept approach two, so then, perhaps, this Rashi, Rambam, makes sense.
If we accept approach number two, why does Rambam make sense?
Because since you're able to opt in to, like, when you, like, pour the wine, to do it in a way that's not going to extinguish it, since that, like, as, like, a paradigm that it exists, implies, like, pouring wine on it's not inherently, like, for sure. And since that, then it's not inherently that maaseh.
So it's not a Psik
Resha. It's not paradigmatically, like, one maaseh. Because it could be broken down into two. And since it could be broken down to two, like, in some realm, therefore, it's not for sure chata maaseh. So therefore...
We're saying Rashi only works with chata maaseh, it doesn't work on insali dipa and
kata. Correct.
So meaning, that's, like, off the table already, if you're worse than Rashi.
That's correct. Hey, Liana, you had a comment before that I cut you off?
So, like, no matter how much, like, it confuses me that because you could do it another way, like, a completely separate way that, like, may not cause it, that a way that will certainly cause it is fine. Like, if instead of sprinkling, like, I poured, like, a gallon of, you know, wine onto the mizbeach, like, that's not Psik Resha because I could sprinkle it, theoretically.
Right, so there is a little jump within Rashi, right? In other words, what Rashi is saying is that all pouring of wines are viewed as the same. And since, in theory, pouring wine doesn't have to put out the fire, so even if I decide to pour the wine in a way that will put up fire, it's not automatically linked. What you're suggesting is, no. I shouldn't look at the theory of all wine pouring. I should say, right now, I'm pouring wine in a way that will automatically put out the fire. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's an... I shouldn't say it's an unanswerable question, but I think that question just highlights an assumption that this approach is making. Right? This approach is making an assumption that is very questionable.
And how would this approach distinguish between dragging a heavy bench and dragging a light bench?
So, that's a very good question. In other words, since, why don't I say that because I could drag a light branch, a light bench, so then I won't...
Because it's the same masa.
So I think we have to redefine the terms, no? We'd have to say that a bench that I could lift is considered a different type of bench than a bench that I can't lift.
What?
And you're right, and I think this, you're saying the same idea that Eliana was saying, that there's a certain assumption that the Rashi is making, and you're just saying in a very sharp way, it doesn't exactly work in the bench case, absolutely. It doesn't work, not exactly, it doesn't work. We'd have to use some mental gymnastics to work that out. Fine. What I'd like to do next time is plug this into Psik Resha's into Rabbanans in general, and then into the end of the Tosis, which is Psik Resha de Lo Nichalais on Rabbanans. That's what we're going to try to do, and then hopefully we will be less confused than we are now, although I have no guarantees. Okay, thank you for listening.